Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Aaron joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Aaron.
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, I need your help. I desperately need your help.
Okay, what's wrong?
Okay, I need you to call this guy I work with because I am so completely grossed out. He does not wash his hands after he goes to the bathroom.
Really?
And that's just disgusting.
This guy you work with doesn't wash his hands after he goes. How do you know he doesn't wash his hands after he goes to the bathroom?
Well, my boyfriend works in the same office, and so he tells me like all the disgusting things that happen in the men's room. And I asked him once, I was like, well, you know, please tell me, like, everybody washes their hands at least, right? And he's like, well, yeah, everybody but James.
Hold on. You work with your boyfriend and he tells you the gross things that happen in the men's room?
Yeah.
All right. So James doesn't wash his hands.
No. And I mean, that's so gross. All the bacteria and stuff. I mean, you think you go wandering around after that and, you know, might get a cup of coffee. Maybe you use the copier. You're grabbing a phone. I mean, those germs and stuff, that can kill people. That is so disgusting. And
can kill people? I don't know if it can kill people.
Yeah,
it can make people sick.
Well, if you think about it, like E. coli and stuff like that, like anything, you know, they're really bad germs and stuff from bathroom things.
Okay. Too. All right. Well, all right. Let's call. We have James's number here. Hang on. Let's call James and ask him why he doesn't wash his hands, okay?
Okay.
This should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, calling him out.
This should be a lot of fun. Hang on. Here we go.
Hello?
James.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you? It's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, James.
Hey.
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 Weird.
You know, this is totally weird. It ain't even weird yet, dude. This isn't even the weirdest thing that's happened.
All right. Well, you guys going to tell me what this is? Or
James, we also have Aaron on the phone, your coworker.
You guys, you know Aaron?
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, you're right. This is weirder. This is weirder now.
She told us that she heard that you don't wash your hands in the restroom at work after you use it.
Where would you even hear that, though? She's a woman. I don't know if you guys knew that. She's a woman, so I don't know why she knows what I do in the bathroom. But first off, I do clean my hands, but I don't know what she's calling you for.
No, you don't. You don't wash your hands.
How do you know?
Brad told me.
Oh, my God.
Brad's apparently like the bathroom tattletale.
Yeah.
Whatever happens in the bathroom, Brad tells Aaron, and Aaron's grossed out because you don't apparently wash your hands.
That's disgusting. Okay, well,
here's the thing. First off, I don't know what Brad's doing in the bathroom that makes him like want to watch every step I take in there.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
I feel like this phone call should be more about Brad watching people in the bathroom.
That's tomorrow.
But
you don't have to be like spying really, you know, or anything to notice somebody not washing their hands.
That's James, like, do you not wash your hands though when you leave the bathroom?
I clean my hands. I go to the bathroom. I do my business. I flush the toilet. I clean my hands. It's just the process.
Wiping them on your pants or something? That doesn't count. We're talking soap and water.
No, I use the hand sanitizer.
That's not the same. Gross germs and stuff. That is not the same as washing your hands with soap and water.
Okay, all right. 340-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong? Hey, Brett, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good, Brett. What do you want to say about this? Am I wrong here? Who's right? Who's wrong?
Well, I mean, it's kind of difficult to say who's right. I mean, she is right in a way. I mean, if you're just, you know, taking a leak or whatever, the hand sanitizer should knock it out. But, man, you definitely have to throw some water and some soap on it.
Okay. Brett, thank you. Thank you for that very thoughtful synopsis.
Blech.
Of bathroom. You know.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Etiquette. Clifford from Mayport, how are you?
Wow.
Good, how are you this morning?
Great, Clifford. What do you think?
Well, I think it's kind of weird, first of all, that her boyfriend's in the bathroom every day or, you know, often, same time he is. But if he's using hand sanitizers, his hands are getting pretty clean, probably more than using soap and water. But I think it kind of sounds like maybe her boyfriend's just trying to look at a twisted testicle. I don't know, but
I mean, look, I go to the men's room, you know, I go to the men's room every day.
Do you see a lot of twisted testicles?
No, but I notice trends. Like, I'll see the same people not every single time. Like, for example, our boss goes in there and does weird stuff.
Yeah, man, I'm so glad I'm not a dude. You have to just, like, be standing next to people, and you have to talk to them.
It's horrible. Yeah, the worst is when you drop your phone.
In the pee thing?
No, like on the ground.
I was like, yeah, that sounds terrible.
Because what happens is the urinals are really close to the stalls. And one time I dropped my phone and there was someone in the stall. And then it got awkward because I had to like reach underneath to get them.
I mean, wait until they walk away, Mark, at that point.
No way. That's like an $800 phone. Are you out of your mind?
Gross.
Hey, thanks so much for calling, Clifford.
Your face is like all up in their junk.
No, it wasn't their face. It was just, anyway. You know what else is really awkward is we have these name tags. Because we have you have to scan the badge, right? So everyone's got an ID badge and it has your face and your name. And a lot of guys clip it to their belt.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in a stall and you look to the stall next to you, the pants are like on the ground and their name's there. So you can like see who's next to you.
That's gross.
Based on their face.
And
is, like,
it's like touching the ground and then it's like touching, ew.
Yeah, bathrooms.
So many germs.
They're all disgusting. 340-9595. Is hand sanitizer effective, or do you still need to wash your hands? That's really the gist of this whole thing. 340-9595. Ava, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Oh, great. What do you want to say, Ava?
Well, I'm not really sure what he's doing in the bathroom. I tuned in a little late this morning.
Sure.
But just from my perspective, I'm an RN, and we were taught in nursing school that you can use hand sanitizer unless your hands are visibly soiled, of which time you have to use soap and water and scrub for 30 seconds. Yeah. So I think, I mean, if he's going to the bathroom, obviously, if he's doing number two, he needs to use more than hand sanitizer.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's, you know, if he's just urinating, I don't see a problem with hand sanitizer, you know? So I'm not really sure what he's doing.
All right. Well, we'll ask her boyfriend because he's got the inside.
Who knows?
Scoop, yeah.
Probably okay. Both.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. This is Yvette from the Riverside. How are you?
I'm good.
Great, Yvette. What do you want to say?
Well, I work in a hospital, and they tell us in between patients to use hand sanitizer, not soap and water. We're only told to use soap and water when our hands are visibly soiled. If it's good enough for the hospital, it's got to be good enough for him.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's two people in a row.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Melissa from St. John's, how are you?
Hey, hi. Good. Representing Julington Creek.
Woohoo. Julington Creek. Represent.
In the house.
What do you want to say, Melissa?
Yeah, I just want to let you know that hand sanitizer is so not the option. That's something you use in a bind, but you're swirling stuff around on your hands pretty much, and you need to get full coverage. You can't wash your hair with, you know, hand sanitizer or anything else.
Or dry shampoo,
okay? It's like water. It's like being, you know, it's water. That's what cleanses you. That's what cleanses your spirit. That's how you get baptized. I mean, it is not just hand sanitizer, throw something on it.
You can't get baptized without water.
You can't get baptized
or dry shampoo.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. And I mean, and that's what I always was told was washing with soap and water is the best. Hand sanitizer is like an added benefit, or like you said, in a pinch.
In a pinch, yeah. I keep it in my car, you know, I keep it in my purse.
Right.
But as soon as I get to water, I use it with soap.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Well, James, look, a lot of people saying, you know, soap and water is the number one way to prevent the spread of bacteria after, you know, going number one or number two.
Okay, well, apparently people don't care about statistics because, like I said, I already told you
the percentage of like cleanliness that comes from a hand sanitizer.
Right.
So
no, we get all that.
I don't know.
Same.
Maybe, I mean, here's what I do. I do both. Like, I'll wash my hands, and then I'll come in the studio, and then I'll also use hand sanitizer.
Sure you do.
I do. You ask your boyfriend, Megan. He works here. Maybe you could do, like, double. What if you doubled up, James? Think about how clean you'd be then.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I don't care what anybody says. I'm pretty much going to do what I've been doing this whole time. Like, I'm an adult now. I've been okay so far.
Oh, great. So now I'm going to have to go to HR to warn everybody about you. And we're going to have to put, you know, stinks and soap all over the entire office or, like, get you banned from the copier or something. Ew.
You know what? Honestly, Aaron, I think you just, like, go back to your desk and just sit there and pay attention to your own work instead of trying to call people out and care about what people do in the bathroom and talk to your boyfriend. That's weird. I should go to HR about your boyfriend checking me out in the bathroom.
Okay, why don't all three of you go to HR?
I think that sounds like a good idea.
Hang on one second, you two. It's the Big 8. I'd like to be a fly on the wall of that meeting. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.